John Ashcroft is the only remaining Bush administration cabinet nominee who has not been confirmed, but Senate Republicans hope to change that by tomorrow. In a sharply divided vote yesterday, the Senate Judiciary Committee sent the Ashcroft nomination to the full Senate. Democrats on the committee voiced complaints about Ashcroft's record on a number of laws he'll be responsible for enforcing. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Even before the Judiciary Committee met to consider Ashcroft's nomination, Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott was mapping out his strategy for getting a final floor vote by Thursday. With Democrats not staging a filibuster, he could afford to be relatively generous in allowing time for debate.
To have 10, 15, 20 hours of debate on his nomination, if that's what's required, we would like to accommodate that. But I also think we need to go ahead and have the vote this week. We're talking about Attorney General of the United States. We're talking about the Justice Department. The president needs to have his person there on the job.
Soon after, in the Judiciary hearing room, Republicans lined up behind their president and their former Senate colleague. Iowa's Charles Grassley said Ashcroft's deeply held conservative beliefs would be an asset in his new job, not a problem.
John's integrity will bring a breath of fresh air to the executive branch of the federal government. Everyone in this institution comes to the Senate with a set of ideals and principles that serve as their guiding compass, whether it's based in conservatism, liberalism, or something somewhere in between. Each of us in this chamber has a privilege and a responsibility to cast a vote of conscience.
One by one, Democrats on the panel served notice that this would be the first highly partisan vote of the Bush administration. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy called Ashcroft the most divisive attorney general nominee he'd seen in his 26-year Senate career. Leahy took issue with Chairman Orrin Hatch's complaint about outside groups trying to torpedo the nomination.
Well, frankly, the only political pressure group that have had a decisive role in this nomination are the far right-wing elements of the Republican Party who insisted on this particular nominee and bragged that they had vetoed other more moderate candidates for this job.
8 of 9 Democrats on the panel voted against Ashcroft. The exception, Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, may have delivered the most stinging criticism of the hearing. He said he was terribly disappointed by Ashcroft's views on issues such as the death penalty and by his handling of a number of President Clinton's nominees, especially minorities. But he said he was resisting the temptation to treat Ashcroft the same way.
My colleagues, I don't want to be a part of taking the United States Senate and this country farther down that road. A road which John Ashcroft and others in his party paved in recent years.
But even as he extended an olive branch to the new president, Feingold warned the Republicans not to mistake it for a white flag.
This is about the Department of Justice. And it is justice I want to see for the wrong done to Judge Ronnie White. And it is justice I want to see done in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, where the largest African-American population lives and has never had an African-American judge until the recess appointment of Roger Gregory. And it is justice I want for the future James Hormels and Bill Lon Lees, who most assuredly were treated unfairly.
Several other Democrats are expected to join the effort to confirm Ashcroft, leaving no doubt that President Bush will win a clear but bruising battle to get the Attorney General of his choice. Conservatives can scarcely contain their anger with what they call the bitter left, nor their eagerness to usher in a new era at the Department of Justice, with one of their own calling the shots. Senator Lott says Ashcroft's critics will be surprised by his performance.
John Ashcroft is going to be a very thoughtful, very conscientious attorney general of high integrity. He's going to surround himself with men and women of a variety of backgrounds and races to run that Justice Department in an appropriate way.
Lott would like to see a final vote by tomorrow. That would give President Bush a complete cabinet in less time than it took Bill Clinton, or for that matter, George Bush Sr. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, The Capitol.